And Charlie, we thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call. Let's all go before the Lord in prayer. Our Lord, our God, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Father, we come to you praising you, worshiping you, lifting you up, giving your name the highest praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you for giving us a good night's sleep last night. You rested our minds. You rested our bodies in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, you had your angels encamped around about us, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that you got us up this morning with full activities of our limbs in the name of Jesus. We thank you that as we go through this day, it is the you that we move and we breathe and we have our very being. We thank you for this TMC call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, and for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we ask today, Lord, that you give Dr. P.K. the rest that she needs. Oh, Father, that you protect her from all the rains that are out there, Lord, but you shower her with your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Father, ask that you keep her, Lord. Keep her going out and her coming in. Continue to bless Mother Josie, oh Lord, and all that Dr. Vanessa's hands touch. Let her prosper therein. Father, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. You know what we stand in need of, Lord, and you know it even before we speak it. So, Father, we ask that you just breathe your holy breath over all of us, Lord, and we give all of our needs, our cares, our concerns, and our praise to you. Father, now we thank you for our speaker who's going to bring a rhema word we know that we need to hear. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you have already downloaded the word within our speaker. Father, we thank you for keeping them. Father, we thank you that you've blessed them. And, Father, that everything that they that their hearts desires, Lord, according to your will, you have granted and will continue to grant. Now, Lord, we bind that old slew foot devil in the name of Jesus, for he has no place on this call nor any of his cohorts, because this call, oh, God, has been saturated by the blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank you and we praise you, and we thank you for the testimonies that you have given us, because without the test, there would be no testimonies. And we share those with others. We give you praise, O God, and we call it done. In our most holy, sacred Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you know I love me some you. So go out and have a blessed day today. And if you can encourage somebody with your testimony, please do so, so that their lives will be richer for it, so they will be inspired and encouraged. We thank you this morning. And now, host, are you there?
I am, Minister Willow. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willow, for greeting and seating everyone in our telecommunications sanctuary and for that most, most powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call again. And I want to give you a little background on this call. It was founded in October 2010 by our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We have a scripture reference for this call, and it is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. And along with that scripture, we also have a mission statement, and it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, if you'd like to hear these programs again, some of the messages that we've given before, those messages are archived on our website, and we welcome you to visit this website. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And there you will find all the messages that have been archived and all the bios of our speakers. So the theme for this year is, by faith in 2017, God is manifesting our goals and our dreams. So callers, if you are listening on this call and you have felt the Lord leading you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Willa did so beautifully before, or as a host as I am doing now, or if you just want to share a word from the Lord, God has given you a word that you feel that the people need to hear, or even if you have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info, I-N-F-O, info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. An Artist Life, a phenomenal, phenomenal company, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years, is the common thread that has brought us together each and every morning to start our day with the word from the Lord. This is a great, great, great company with great products to help the world become healthier. So share this call with your family and friends and those that you meet, so that their day will be enhanced by a word from on high. Now, if you know someone or you are having challenges with T-Mobile or Metro PC calling in on the conference calls, there is a bridge number that I would allow you to call in for free. And that number is 857-957-1147. Again, that number is 857-957-1147. Call into that number and follow the prompts, and you will be allowed to listen to the conference calls at no charge. Now, right after this call is the new morning motivational call, held every Monday through Friday, and is conducted by a team of great, great leaders that provide vital information to your artist life business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number, 294-617-POUND. All roads, get ready, get ready, get ready for the Leadership Development Summit 2017. And that summit is being held on May the 6th in Los Angeles, California, at the DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. And that is on Monticello Boulevard in Los Angeles, California. And then on May 20th, we'll be in Houston, Texas at the Hobby Airport. The hotel will be announced in just a few days. But come and join us either on May the 6th in Los Angeles, California, or May 20th in Houston, Texas, or attend both events, but just be there at the Leadership Development Summit 2017. Now, right now, I'd like to step back and introduce our speaker so we can hear from on high what thus says the Lord. And our speaker this morning is a phenomenal speaker. She is blessed and anointed by the Lord. Our speaker this morning is Minister Kai Brown. Kai was born in New York City and is currently a resident of Norcross, Georgia. She received a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering in 1996, and she was called into the ministry in 2000 as a lay minister, and God led her to the seminary, where she received a master's of art in pastoral counseling and a Master's of Divinity in Pastoral Ministry. Kai has received several degrees in ministry. She received a degree in transformation leadership, and God has given her a passion for meeting the needs of our next generation through more effective ministry leadership and a desire to be an active participant in God's Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Kai has also received her ordination and training as a prophet of God. Prayer is her focus, and she knows that God has called her to pray and share what he has given her with his people. Kai's most impressive accomplishment and blessings is being the godly, proud mother of an amazing, amazing young man of God, Christopher. God has led Kai to found the ministries of Speak Life Christian Ministries, a nonprofit ministry that is aimed at meeting the needs of her surrounding community, mind, body, and spirit. She is a published author of her first book, When God Births the Ministry. And this book is available on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble. Get you a copy of that book. You will definitely be blessed by it. Kai is an artist life distributor and determined to walk in all that God has ordained for her life. So without any further ado, I'd like to bring to you our speaker of the hour, this dynamic, dynamic woman of God, Minister Kai Brown. Are you there? Minister Kai, can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I can hear you now. Go ahead and share what God has laid on your heart.
Thank you for hosting the call this morning, Minister Jackie, and Minister Willa for seating and greeting the people and opening us up in prayer. And, of course, a heartfelt thank you to the two amazing women of God whose obedience founded this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherstone, and giving all thanks and all praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for without him, where would we be? Well, today is a little different for me because I guess I'm going to be ministering from a place of vulnerability, which is never easy or fun. And if you know me at all, vulnerable is an area where God continues to work on me. But there are some things that he has taken me through and some conversations he's made me have over the past 3 or 4 weeks that have really, you know, aided me in the process. So today's message is accepting where you are in God's process. And for me, that meant accepting that vulnerable part of me. And one conversation that really hit home for me was someone asked me what I had learned from writing When God Birthed the Ministry. They asked me specifically, and, you know, what did you get from that, you know, of just opening yourself up and laying it all out on paper for others to see? And my initial response was to laugh. And that was somewhat offensive to the person because they were asking me a serious question. I mean, you ever have that somebody ask you a question where the answer is so deep for you that you don't even know how to start to answer it? And so the natural reaction is just to give a quick chuckle. And so that's what I did. So I had to apologize first because I offended the person. And then I had to take a minute and ask them, you know what, let me get back with you with that answer because I don't want to just give you the stock answer, which I had. But the Holy Spirit immediately stopped me from giving it. I love the fact that my relationship with God is where it is, that he, you know, will lovingly correct me before I even make the mistake. He'll step in and say, don't do that, before I even go there. See, we need to be in that point of accepting where we are in God's process, that he can correct us, he can save us from ourselves if we allow him to. Hebrews 12:11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So if we allow God to train us by correcting us, we can sometimes save ourselves the trouble, the consequences of disobedience, because he will step in if we allow him and correct us before we've made the mistake. So when I was talking to that person, and they were like, yeah, you know, okay, I understand why, you know, this is a difficult subject for you. Yeah, give it some time, but I really want an answer. And because I saw that that person was seeking something and wasn't just making conversation or wanting, you know, me to reveal more of me to them, since they were looking for something, they were in search of something that would help them move to that next step of their journey, I just began to pray and ask the Holy Spirit and God to give me that genuine, heartfelt answer, because the question was so important. So I sought God for direction, and, you know, when that happens, we need to really seek God. We need to spend some time in his word and spend some time in prayer and just begin to fall on our faces before him so that we can know what the right thing to say is. So after doing that and getting the answer, I had to take a deep breath, because sharing it was going to put me in a place of vulnerability. See, because I had to be honest about where I was. And I had to accept the fact that I was in God's process. I had not arrived. So the first thing that I've learned, the most important lesson that I got from writing When God Birthed the Ministry, is to love myself right where I am. To be able to accomplish this, we each have to accept the fact that at times we are a mess and messy. And that's okay. See, we always speak 1 Corinthians, we speak 1 Corinthians, the love verse, but do we really apply it to loving ourselves? Do we really take the time to say, hey, you know, am I loving myself? So 1 Corinthians 13, you know, love is not boastful, love is not proud. Are we applying that love to ourselves, or are we just saying, oh, this is how we are to love other people? So we have to take that verse and turn it in on ourselves and accept that, yeah, sometimes I'm a mess. Sometimes I'm a little messy. But in spite of all of my flaws and all of my lacks, and all of the things that where I fall short, God loves me right where I am. And where I am is not a surprise for him. See, we each have to realize that God is not caught off guard when we miss it. His word tells us that in Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So our all-knowing, omnipresent God is not surprised when we miss it. So he accepts us where we are, and he loves us, and he gives us his grace and his mercy so that we can move to that next place. See, we can't go to that next phase until we accept and surrender to the place that we are and allow God to heal us and make us whole enough to move on from that place. So I'm not saying be comfortable in your mess or wallow in it, but accept what it is and then surrender it to God. See, we can't move past our present situations or circumstances if we aren't willing to admit and accept that we're in them. The next thing that I learned in writing the book is that I learned that there is absolutely nothing wrong with being vulnerable. Now, that was a big one for me, because I don't do vulnerable well. I don't like opening my heart to people. I've been hurt. I've had situations where people have wronged me. But 2 Corinthians 6:11-13 is very clear. Paul was speaking to the Corinthians. We have spoken freely to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but yet you restrict yourselves in your own affections. In return, I speak to you as children. Widen your heart. See, God gives us a command through Paul. Widen your heart. That means it's okay to be vulnerable. Because God's grace is sufficient to cover that vulnerability. Now, I'm not saying that you should be vulnerable with everybody. Everyone is not in a place where they can honor that vulnerability in you. Just like God didn't let everyone into the Holy of Holies, you can't let everyone into your inner circle. That is restricted to those people that God says let in. So how do you figure out how to restrict that? You allow the Holy Spirit to reveal with whom to share that part of you. See, not every Joe Blow off the street corner can deal with your mess. Not everybody is spiritually grown enough to handle some of the things in your life. So you have to allow God to instruct you on who is and who is not worthy of that vulnerability. Pastor Chuck Brown said something in his book that still hits home for me every time I look at it. If his actions do not meet your expectations, he can't afford you. It's not about money. It means if that person's actions don't show you that they love you or concerned about you or care or willing to place your needs on a level that is high enough to receive what you have, then they are not worth giving all of yourself to. So we have to be careful as men and women that we're not just giving all of ourselves, our emotional beings, our spiritual selves, to people who can't afford to take care of them. We have to not only accept where we are in God's process, we have to accept where others are and honor that by only giving them what they are capable of handling. Now, there is always going to be someone who is further along than us in the process. People who have walked the path that we are walking, people who we can trust with that messy part of who we are. And so those are the people that you release that vulnerability to. Those are the people that you can trust with who you are and where you are in the process. The good, the bad, and the downright nasty and ugly. Because we're there sometimes. So, you know, as we're in the process of accepting where we are in God's process, we have to realize that everything that we've gone through in our lives has brought us to this place where we are the people of God that we have become. So, yes, everything, every good part, every bad part, every bad decision, every bad choice has led us to where we are. And again, our God is not surprised by this. So we have to take this process. We can't take it lightly. We have to truly pour all that we are into accepting ourselves. See, because God tells me that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He understands that I'm going to fall short and miss it, but he has created me in his own image, Genesis 1 and 27. So he understands those flaws. He understands our shortcomings, and he accepts us where we are. Are we going to do the same, accepting ourselves where we are in God's process until we move to that next place? Minister Jackie, back to you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Kai, for that great word from on high. I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction after a few announcements. So let us go in prayer. God, we thank you for the message today. We thank you for what you are doing in Minister Kai, and we thank you for what you are doing in each and every one of us on the call. We thank you for everyone that has called in this morning to receive this word and know that you will never forsake us and never leave us, but that you are constantly molding us and growing us. And God, help us to understand that growth in you. We'd like to thank you, God, for everything that you're doing. We'd like to ask your blessings, your continued blessings over our co-founders, Pastor PK and Dr. Vanessa. Give them the strength, for they wear many, many hats, Lord, and it is taxing on their lives. Strengthen their bodies because they are doing your work and helping others to be the best that they can be. So, God, we thank you for them. We thank you for their obedience in starting this call. And we ask your continued blessings over Artists International as it is continuing to expand. We thank you for the expansion, and we thank you for what you have done, and we know that there is still more yet to come, and we thank you. Bless the owners as they take over and to head this company. Give them the strength and the wisdom to grow this company in the right way. And God, we ask your continued blessings to give peace over those that have bereavement in their families. We know that there is only you. You have a peace that only you can give. So we ask you to give them peace and give them joy and let them rejoice in the homegoing of their relatives and friends, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And God, we ask for you to cover all sickness, Lord. Remember those that are battling with illness, because we know that by your stripes we are healed, and we are standing on that promise. We know that you have healing virtues and that you will spread them out over each and every one that are battling. Just help them believe in what you have said and to honor your word. God, we thank you for the TMC family, each and every person on this line, that you watch over them. Help them to glean on your word, Lord, so that they can be strengthened in your word, because we know that many on this call were brought together by Artists International, but we have a greater gift than that company, and that is you, Lord. So help us to strengthen ourselves in you, that we can be bold soldiers to go out into that marketplace and share your word and to spread your light in a dark world. God, we thank you for each and every one of these blessings. In your precious name, Jesus, amen and amen. Now, callers, I know you want to hear this powerful playback message on this call this morning. And if you'd like to hear the playback, that number is 712-432-1085. Again, that is 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-POUND. Again, that is 712-432-1085, and the PIN 957-677-POUND. And I hope that I did not confuse you on the Artist Leadership Development Summit in Houston, Texas. Please make sure to make your reservations to fly into the Hobby Airport, for the hotel will be in that vicinity. I just cannot announce the hotel at this time. If you fly into the George Bush, just know that there will be a fee associated with driving to and from the airport, and that fee is $40 in each direction. So make your reservations to be at the Leadership Development Summit in Houston, Texas on May 20th, and make reservations to fly into the Hobby Airport. And immediately following this call is the new morning motivational call, and that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. 4005, and that PIN number is 294617#. So, Minister Willa, I would like to thank you again for seating and greeting each one of us this morning and opening us up with a powerful, powerful prayer. And to our speaker, we'd like to thank you for that message today and thank you for your transparency and thank you for opening us up to the word of the Lord. And right now, I'd like to call you back, Minister Kai, to give us our closing benedictions and remarks.
Thank you, Minister Jackie. Father God, we thank you for this time together, for your word that you impart so freely, that you give to us so freely, Lord. And we ask that as we are on this journey, that we accept where we are in your process for us, Lord, and that we surrender and submit ourselves to you as we leave this call, but never, ever your presence, Lord. We want to thank you and give you the praise, glory, and honor that is due you. We thank you for our big brother Jesus, and we know that you love us, and we surrender and submit it. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those magnificent ministers in the marketplace. We hope to hear you again tomorrow. Bye-bye.